My name is Luke Cole, and I'm the director of the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment in San Francisco. In January of 1992, I got a phone call from a farmer down in Kern County who said, "I know you guys have been fighting the Kettleman City toxic waste dump. Did you know that there's also a toxic waste dump in Buttonwillow, California?" And I was vaguely aware that there was another toxic waste dump there because we had taken a look at the placement of toxic waste dumps in California, and surprise, surprise, California has 3 Class 1 hazardous waste landfills, or what we call toxic waste dumps. And all 3 of them are in identical communities. They're Latino farmworker communities with very high levels of poverty, very high levels of monolingual Spanish speakers, very low educational status, and 2 of them are in California's Central Valley, Kettleman City, Buttonwillow, and 1 is in the Imperial Valley down near the Mexican border in Westmoreland. The residents of Buttonwillow knew almost nothing about the toxic waste dump. They knew that there were big trucks full of smelly substances that would park outside their cafes and as the truckers were having lunch. They knew that there were hundreds of trucks a day sometimes going down Highway 58 right past the Buttonwillow Elementary School. But they really had no idea what was happening just 8 miles west of town. The facility had been permitted in the 1970s as a oil and gas waste dump. It was originally called McKittrick Mud. It's since had 2 or 3 more names. It went from Laidlaw to Safety Clean and is now called Clean Harbors. Kern County was beginning the permitting process for a new conditional use permit for the toxic waste dump. And this is the use permit that would allow it to basically double in size. So the local assessment committee was meeting in Buttonwillow in the spring of 92, and the residents started going to the meetings. Now, what you had at these meetings were 50 or 60 Latino residents trying to take part in the process and asking questions in Spanish and making comments in Spanish, and you had 7 members of the local assessment committee, none of whom were from Buttonwillow, none of whom spoke Spanish. They were all sitting up there. After 2 meetings that ground to a halt because of the lack of translation, Laidlaw, the company, agreed to pay for a translator. At that point, the county suspended the local assessment committee process. One of the galvanizing moments in the Buttonwillow struggle was when Juanita Fernandez got pregnant, and she was about 3 or 4 months into her pregnancy when she went in for a checkup at the Buttonwillow Clinic, and the doctors there told her that her baby was going to be born without a brain. Being from a very socially conservative Catholic background, abortion was not an option, and the baby was born without a brain and lived for 40 minutes and then died. And residents tied that in their minds to the toxic waste dump. There were trucks that were destined to the toxic waste dump that would come and park in town, and people would smell things that were off-gassing from the trucks. You know, some contaminated soil or some type of industrial solvents or some. And Juanita talked about smelling trucks like that. And so many people associated that presence of these toxins in their community with that birth defect. Perhaps by coincidence, perhaps not, there was another neural tube defect when the mother had lived in Buttonwillow during the same time period. And those were the only 2 kind of neural tube defects in this town in a long, long time, and they both happened in the same month. And so people really tied both of those to the dump. Can we prove that the dump caused adverse health outcomes? No, we can't prove that. Do we feel strongly that it has? Yes. Do people in Buttonwillow believe that it's had a negative impact on their health? Yes.
Call the roll, please.
Supervisor Ashburn.
Here.
Supervisor Austin.
Here. Supervisor Larwood?
Here.
Supervisor Peterson? Supervisor Schell?
Here.
During this time, the residents of Button Willow were very active in organizing around the local assessment committee and around the environmental impact report, and succeeded in making this a kind of county-wide issue. And there was, when the hearing was held, December 12th, 1994, there was a huge turnout in the Board of Supervisors chambers. But the Board of Supervisors approved the dump expansion. And that led to a series of appeals, which we won in the Superior Court and were ecstatic about, and then lost in the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals ultimately ruled that the county had properly gone through the permitting process, even though Spanish speakers had been excluded, even though there had been an arrest at the meeting, at the one public hearing on this, even though the local assessment committee had been disbanded. The Court of Appeal ultimately gave them a clean bill of health. Now, at that point in 1999, there was one remaining outstanding appeal. And there were two kind of bones that were thrown to opponents of toxic waste dump facilities. The first was the local assessment committee process, which the residents had seen how poorly that had worked. And the second was an appeals process, so that if a facility was permitted, people who had taken part in the process could appeal that permit. During this time, the dump had fallen on economic hard times. It had changed hands. It had gone from Laidlaw to Safety Clean. Safety Clean had been on the verge of bankruptcy, and the dump had begun accepting radioactive waste. They were taking radioactive waste from one former Manhattan Project site in upstate New York and from another facility in Southern California, the Santa Susana facility. And the dump was accepting this radioactive waste, even though in the permitting process never foresaw that radioactive waste would be one of the things that was taken. And to make a very long story short, the residents' appeal was accepted on the single issue of radioactive waste. So that was the sole victory out of a 12-year struggle that the residents were able to achieve. But ultimately, 13 years on now, we see the toxic waste dump is expanded and is taking all these new types of waste.